Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're going to be talking about serving one another and looking at how that shares. Yesterday we talked about sharing with one another, but specifically how it helps us to show the world, show our neighbors, show our co-workers the love of Jesus. And kind of a close-up look at some elements of loving one another. And one of the aspects of loving one another, one of the huge aspects of loving one another, is learning to serve one another. And today we're going to talk specifically about equipping one another and what it looks like not only to be equipped, that kind of almost becomes a requirement, but what specifically primary tool that God has given us for this task. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 says, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." I guess in today's culture, society, I need to clarify that when it talks about the man of God being equipped for every good work, at the time that the English translators translated that, it was common understanding. We were able to look at the context and realize the generic view of mankind. And modern translations will often take that and spell it out for us and talk about the person of God being equipped for every good work. It's meaning the same thing. It's about all of us. It's not gender specific. It's simply letting us know that God's word is what equips us. When we look at that list, and some of that we like a little more than others, and some of it we like more than others, depending on the direction that it's headed. We like the idea of training in righteousness as it prepares us, as it helps us. Rebuking and correcting, well, those are fine if it's towards others, but we're not so fond of that for ourselves, are we? But God's desire is that we would use His Word, that we would realize that all of it is God-breathed, that He spoke it, it came from Him. It contains the very essence of who He is. And so many times we look at God's Word and it either doesn't make sense to us or it does make sense and we don't like it. And we come up with excuses and justification for why we ignore it. And then we wonder why we're not prepared for the struggles of life, why we're not prepared for the temptation that comes our way, why we're not prepared for the good work God created in advance for us to do. And sometimes it's because we've ignored God's word. We've not been trained by it. We've not been corrected by it. We've not been rebuked by it. We've not allowed it to be useful in our life. And when we, I love the way that James puts it, when we gaze deeply into God's word, we spend time with it. We meditate on it. We allow it to soak into our life. It permeates every fiber of our being. It begins to transform us. God's word is living and active, the Bible says. that it penetrates, divides, even between joint and marrow. It can get into the very heart of who we are. And because it's living and active, it's a transformational word. His word is designed to not simply be read, not simply to be glanced at, but to be ingested, so that it transforms us from the inside out. When we look at God's word and the acceptance of Jesus, we often think of Jesus accepting anyone who would come to him, and that's true. But perhaps more amazing is the acceptance that he found among the crowds, among the common people, among those that, well, weren't all that keen on accepting the religious leaders of the day. The religious leaders had become very confusing at times. Jesus would come along and say that they're teaching good things, but what they're doing isn't good. And so go ahead and listen to their teaching, obey what they say, because they're still using God's word, but pay no attention to their actions. You see, even in hands that were compromised, God's word still accomplished what he designed it to do: to instruct, to correct, to rebuke, to train in righteousness. And when we think about our responsibility to love one another, to serve one another, part of that responsibility is to use God's word, to use it well, so that we can be equipped, but so that our sharing of God's word can equip others. The Bible talks about people coming to know Jesus and know about Jesus. And it says, how can they hear unless someone tells them? And how can someone tell them unless someone is sent? Well, it says, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. The good news of Jesus. The ability to equip you and I, to equip those around us for every good work. How many times do we hear of a need? Do we consider something that ought to be done? And we struggle and we spend time trying to figure out who could do that. And many times we do that because we're already dismissed ourselves as, I'm not qualified, I'm not able, I can't do it. And I believe that God has called each person. He's gifted us individually and uniquely. And there are specific works that he calls individuals to, that not everything is everybody's job. But rather than using that as an excuse for not doing the work, perhaps we ought to spend more time considering, what is it that God has called me to do? What is it that he prepared in advance for me to do? And sometimes he brings us to that point and we say that we're not ready, we're not equipped, we don't know how, and yet here he is telling us that his word equips us for every good work. It can fill us with courage. It can fill us with humility. It can fill us with preparation. It can fill us with compassion. Those good works that abound, that need to be done. God says it's our responsibility to be equipped by his word. It's also our responsibility to use his word to equip others. And how many times do we gain insight primarily from things that are not God's Word. We study the polls, we study the fads and the trends, and not that those are necessarily bad things to do to help inform us, but when they dictate everything we do, they often have a way of leading us away from God's Word. But when we gaze deeply into God's Word and we use that to provide the direction, then all of those other things help shape the specific methods we use of sharing God's Word, of instructing, rebuking, correcting, of training, of equipping every person for the good work God has called them to do. For many, the biggest part of being equipped is having the confidence that God is with them. We shy away from doing the good works God has put in front of us because we think it looks like we're having to do it by ourselves. Or perhaps not by ourselves, but with others that are just as uncertain about doing it as we are. And God's Word wants to equip us with the courage that we are never alone. That He is with us, that He can do more through a surrendered servant than any person can do in their own power. I love the prayer of Solomon as God comes and says, what do you want? As you prepare to be king, as you prepare to lead a nation, what is it that you need? Now, I think you read the history of Solomon and he kind of lost sight of where he was headed. But as he began, as he looked at the good work God had called him to, he says, I need wisdom. I need understanding to lead these people of God's on my own is impossible. And God was pleased with the request of Solomon. And I think sometimes we look at the situations that we find ourselves in and we overlook our need for wisdom and understanding and we go straight to the things of the world. And God was so pleased with Solomon's request that he said, not only will I grant you those things, I will give you those things that you didn't ask for. Wealth and honor. And sometimes we look at the good work that needs to be done and instead of asking for wisdom and understanding, we go straight to the request of wealth and honor, of riches, of resources. We think we know what we need. We think we have it figured out. And so we take our shopping list to God and when instead we ought to be looking at that good work and asking God for wisdom and understanding on how to accomplish it. Trusting that He will provide all that is needed according to His riches and glory. What an incredible privilege to say, God, I can do the good work that You've put in front of me if I have You with me. I'm equipped for every good work if You are with me. Alone, I can do nothing of substance. Alone, the works of my hand, the efforts of my energy and life are mediocre at best. But with the wisdom and understanding of your word, with you leading the way, the good work that you created in advance can be done. And when we use God's word to equip one another, we empower people to serve in a way that they otherwise feel is impossible. As I consider the life that God has continually led me to, a life terrified of people, a life stumbling at teaching a group of children, but a life consistently seeking God, learning to lean on Him, realizing that my strength is so limited and His is so powerful. And when opportunities arise to have looked to God and says, I can't do this, but you can. So let's do it. Today, as you consider what it looks like to love one another, to serve one another, spend some time praying about how God's word equips you and how you use God's word to equip others. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love knows exactly what we need at every moment of our life. And you knew in advance what we would need right now. And as a result, you gave us Jesus. You also gave us your word so that we can be equipped for every good work, that we can use your word for training in righteousness, for rebuking, for correction, for teaching. God, today as we gaze into your word, may we continually gaze so that we would know how to live, how to speak, how to act, how to be consistent in representing Jesus. Father, may we look to your word as the source of equipping that we need. But may we also look at it as a source of how we equip others, how we help them to grow, how we show our love for people. Not by our wisdom or our might or our understanding, but by the power of your word. Father, forgive us for those times where we think we've figured it out, that we're smart enough to do it on our own, and we stumble and we struggle with life and we can't understand why. And we think it ought to be easier than this, and yet because we fail to use your word for equipping, we fail to spend time gazing into it and applying it, we struggle. So, Father, above all of the other things that we think we need, that we often request and ask, and may we come to you for wisdom and understanding. A wisdom of your word, an understanding of your word, an application of life that's consistent with your word. Father, may we allow the power of your word to be transformational in our life, and may the equipping and the lives of others transform them. Father, may our life today be fully equipped for every good work that you put in front of us. May we be involved in equipping others by the power of your word. May we love people enough to live by your word and to share your word. And today, at every opportunity that we have, may we lift up Jesus. so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Well, this has been our Tuesday morning, a devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.